Hi, this is John Miller with a Wear More blogcast, reality analysis and natural health wellness. Today's topic is whole health. The concept of holistic health was developed in the 1970s. Greater understanding of the effects of mental and emotional states on physical health, and vice versa, was explored. Better health on every level of our being is the purpose of the holistic approach. Improvement in well-being is achieved in attending to the health of the whole self, understanding the effects of diet, poisons, stress, and lack of exercise on health. The real self is the center of our awareness and the individual agent of our holistic natural wisdom. That wisdom is enhanced by shared knowledge and experience. One's true self can be the guide for the process of life improvement. This will be greatly facilitated by pursuing the principles of holistic natural health wellness. Distress is the disease. A basic maxim of holistic natural health is that there is only one disease, or dis-ease, distress of the organism. Like a shaky card table that would easily tip over from imbalance with faulty legs, there are four interrelated vulnerabilities of distress that can undermine health. These are toxins, malnutrition, tension from anxiety, and inactivity. Stress and anxiety create acidic body fluids. The waste products of many of the foods that are commonly eaten are also acidic. With all the public poisons in our lives, most of us are quite toxic. An overly acidic, toxic body is unhealthy. The immune system is weakened. There's more free radical damage and greater susceptibility to cancer and other degenerative diseases when the body is under stress and too toxic. The distress disease can be countered by applying the four basic principles of the Holistic Natural Health Wellness Protocol. Detoxify, nourish, relax, and exercise. These four principles can be pursued on all levels of the whole self, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of both the individual and society. It's time for holistic renewal. Relaxing tension and clearing the concern for what stresses us leads to a calmer approach to life. Reviewing past problems and traumas with an attitude of acceptance of reality, forgiveness, learning, and gratitude for improvement helps us move on to new experiences with less impairment from recycling our past disturbances. A healthy attitude, creativity, and good thoughts, such as loving-kindness, are important. At the same time, detoxification needs to occur, and nourishing nutrition with mostly organic, raw natural foods is essential for the physical form to have a long, well life. Walking, hiking, and biking outdoors, especially in nature, is holistic exercise that has mental, emotional, and spiritual benefits. Yoga and other forms of contemplative exercise are beneficial as well. A Wear More blogcast is presented by ReallyWell.com for outstanding natural health information and products, and SurviveTheChanges.com to learn more about the many challenges we are facing, with archives of the program at AwareMore.com. Be sure to check out my Natural Health Wellness Learning Module. And the Survive the Changes and Poisons learning module. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Key knowledge, detoxification, a natural lifestyle, and protection from EMF fields are crucial for better health. Superfoods like Northern Edge and organic milled flaxseed, delicious greens with 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving, flower pollen extract, and herbs are very important to be added to the diet. They provide minerals and phytonutrient compounds that strengthen and maintain health. Increase your oxygen level with vitamin O and other helpers. Please listen to wearmore.com for more of our blog and reallywell.com for natural health. Thanks for listening to Be Aware More.